Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The left fielder, Sandy Valdespino. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Keough. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Hedlund. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mike Hedlund. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Steve Braun. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Steve Bry. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Nettles. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a fly ball into left field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Dempsey settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Dempsey. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Valdespino moves to second. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to second for the out. Valdespino moves to third. Two outs. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew strikes out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Tovar moves to second. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun takes first base on ball four. Tovar moves to third. Killebrew moves to second. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball four. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hedlund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hedlund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Valdespino hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noob settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 1 in the game. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. Hopkins moves to second. One out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 1 in the game. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Hopkins trying to get to home. Bry throws the ball into Dempsey who tags Hopkins, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noob scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Braun for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0-for-1 in the game. Noop hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hedlund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hedlund is 0-for-1 in the game. Hedlund hits a pop-up towards the mound. Perry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-2 in the game. Patek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-1 in the game. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hedlund fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dempsey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Otis moves to second. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-2 in the game. Schall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis scores. Schall moves to second. It's 1-0, Royals. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-2 in the game. Keough hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Braun settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Tovar hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a line drive into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 0 for 2 in the game. Knupp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bry. Knupp reaches second base with a double. Kirkpatrick moves to third. Mike Hedlund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hedlund is 0 for 2 in the game. Hedlund hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 3 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kirkpatrick scores. Knupp moves to third. It's 2-0, Royals. Bobby Floyd pinch runs for Bobby Knupp. Hal Hadel now pitching. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it and throws to home to get Floyd. Patek moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Patek moves to third. Valdespino moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Floyd now playing second base. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hedlund fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenas hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Royals. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0 for 2 in the game. Bry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Floyd fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 2 in the game. Dempsey hits a fly ball into right field. Keo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a line drive into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schall takes first base on ball 4. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 3 in the game. Keough hits a line drive into left field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Kirkpatrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva pinch hits for Hal Hadel. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Floyd scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 3 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Ray Corbin now pitching. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd hits a line drive into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hedlund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hedlund is 0 for 3 in the game. Hedlund hits a line drive towards third. Braun reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Corbin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eric Soderholm pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Braun hits a fly ball into left field. Valdespino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cardenas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Floyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bry hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 2, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.